Welcome in. Today we're doing a super usable drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12, a dub siren that can transform across your track and breakbeat surgery so the siren feels like it's inside the groove, not pasted on top. The big mindset shift is this: in DnB and Jungle, dub sirens aren't just random effects. They're arrangement tools, they're punctuation. They're your DJ hand on the send knob moment, and when you combine that with a chopped break that's rolling properly, you can make the siren feel like it belongs in the drums. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a great default. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Break. Make a MIDI track called Dub Siren. If you want, add extra MIDI tracks for drum one-shots and bass, but we can keep it minimal today. Add two return tracks. Return A will be dub delay. Return B will be wash reverb. On the master, drop a limiter just for safety. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. This isn't mastering, it's just to stop accidental overs when we start getting excited with feedback and drive. Now we build the dub siren. Dock devices only. Go to your dub siren MIDI track and drop Drift on it. Drift is perfect for this because it's simple, it's fast, and it does that classic glide really nicely. Set oscillator 1 to saw for a bright siren or pulse if you want a more alarm-like vibe. Turn oscillator 2 off to keep it focused and beginner-friendly. Set voices to mono. This matters because we want one note at a time, like a real siren circuit, not a chord synth. Turn on portamento or glide, and set it somewhere around 80 to 120 milliseconds. This glide is part of the character. If it's too short, it'll feel like normal synth notes. If it's too long, it'll feel like it's missing the pocket. Now shape the amp envelope. Give it a small attack, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks but still feel snappy. Set decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain somewhere around -6 to -12 dB, so it holds but doesn't stay overly constant. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds so notes finish smoothly, and then our delay and reverb can do the long tail work. Next, add auto filter right after drift. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Put the frequency somewhere in the 500 to 1.5k range to start. Bring resonance to around 25 to 45%, and if you've got drive available there, add a little, like 2 to 6 dB. Now turn on the LFO and auto filter. Sync it. Set the rate to 1/4 or 1/8. For drum and bass, 1/8 often feels more energetic, but 1/4 can sound more classic dub. Set the amount around 20 to 40% to start. Use a sine wave for smooth movement or triangle for that classic wobble feel. At this point you should already hear the wee-woo motion just by holding a note. Now let's give it some attitude. Add saturator after the filter. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so it's not jumping in volume. One of the most common beginner mistakes is thinking louder equals better here. We want character, not accidental level spikes. Then add echo. You can put it directly on the track for now. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. For DnB, 1/8 dotted is a classic because it bounces around the groove in a really musical way. Set feedback around 25 to 45% to start. Use the echo filters to keep it mix friendly. High pass around 200 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add just a tiny bit of wobble or modulation, like 0.1 to 0.3, for movement. Now we're going to turn this into an instrument you can perform, not just a static patch. Select Drift, Auto Filter, Saturator and Echo and group them into an instrument rack. That's Command or Control G. Create 8 macros. And think of these like the controls on a hardware dub siren box plus a dub mixer. Macro 1. Siren Rate. Map it to the Auto Filter LFO rate, and set the range from 1/16 up to 1/2. Macro 2. Siren Depth. Map it to Auto Filter LFO Amount. Macro 3. Brightness. Map it to the Auto Filter Frequency. Macro 4. Reso Bite. Map it to Auto Filter Resonance. Macro 5. Drive. Map it to Saturator Drive. And here's a pro move. Also map Saturator Output to the same macro but inverted, so as drive goes up, output comes down. That way you can explore dirt without the siren suddenly exploding in level. Macro 6. Delay Throw. Map it to Echo Dry / Wet, from 0 up to around 35%. Keep it controlled. You can always push more later, but it's very easy to blur the whole groove if this is too high all the time. Macro 7. Feedback. Map it to Echo Feedback, maybe 20 up to 65%. And yes, careful. This is the things got out of hand knob, in the best and worst way. Micro 8. Glide. Map it to drift portamento time. Optional but very useful. Drop an AQ8 after the saturator inside the rack, before echo, and map a macro called tone focus. Make it a bell boost that sweeps from about 1.5k to 6k, with gain from 0 to plus 5 dB. This helps the siren read on small speakers without just cranking distortion. And to keep things stereo safe, put utility at the end of the rack, turn on bass mono, and set it around 200 to 300 Hz. If you want width, increase width to 110 to 140% after that. Now the air can be wide, but the low mids won't wobble against the break. Cool. Now we write a simple siren phrase that actually works in DNB. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on the siren track. Use notes around C4 to C5 so it sits above the drums. Keep it short. The rule is, the siren should feel like a drummer's fill, not a lead instrument. Try this. In bar 1, put a short note on beat 2. In bar 2, put two quick hits on beat 3 at the end of 3. Make them 1/8 or 1/16 notes. Then let the delay do the tail. Here's a coaching tip before we move on. Decide where the siren does not play. Your no siren zones. Usually that's the first bar or two of a phrase, and the densest drum moments. If you do that, every siren hit feels intentional. If you don't, it becomes wallpaper. Now let's set up return effects for proper dub throws. On return A, at echo, set it to 1/8 dotted. Feedback 35 to 60%. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 7k Hz. After that echo, add auto filter. This is your transition sweep filter. Automate it later, like a high pass rising into a drop. It's instant energy. On return B, add hybrid reverb. Use a hall or a hall plate blend. Set to K long, like 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the initial hit stays punchy. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't cloud the kick and bass. If you want, add a tiny bit of saturator after the reverb to thicken the wash. Workflow-wise, keep your siren mostly dry. Only send to these returns on key moments. That's the dub mindset. The send knob is an instrument. Now for the breakbeat surgery part. Drag a classic break into the break audio track. Amen style. Think, whatever you've got. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats for punchy drums, and preserve transients. Loop it to 1 or 2 bars. The goal here is stable timing so when we chop, everything stays tight. Now do the beginner-friendly slicing method. Right-click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset, and slice by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices laid out across pads. Now we can program jungle edits like MIDI, which is way easier than trying to manually cut audio when you're starting out. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sliced drum rack. Start simple. Keep the main kick and snare hits roughly where they land. Then add a few ghost notes, little extra hits between snares to create roll. Here's a very beginner-friendly rolling trick. In bar 2, right before the loop comes back around, add a 1/16 snare fill in the last half beat. Then remove one kick hit nearby to make room. This is huge. Making room is often better than layering more. Now we do the main concept. Weaving the siren into the break. The transform workflow. First, call and response. Find a spot where the break has space. Usually right after a snare. Put your siren note after the snare, not on top of it. That tiny timing decision is the difference between this is cool and why does this feel messy. Second, delay throw only on fills. On the last siren hit of a 2-bar phrase, automate the delay throw macro from 0 up to around 30%, just for that hit, and maybe automate feedback slightly up too. The siren trails into the next phrase like a dub engineer move, but it doesn't smear every bar. Third, transform it across arrangement sections. And here's a really clean way to do it as a beginner. Keep the MIDI notes basically the same, but automate only a couple macros per section. For the intro version, go darker and smaller, lower brightness, less LFO depth, almost no drive, and a small reverb send. For the drop version, go aggressive, more drive, slightly faster LFO rate like 1/8, more resonance, and keep delay tighter and controlled. You want impact, not chaos. For the breakdown or transition version, go big, automate brightness sweeping up, send one note to a huge wash reverb, and then hard cut it right on the drop. That hard cut is important. The silence after the bloom creates impact. Extra glue tip, timing offsets. If everything is perfectly on grid, a dub siren can feel stiff. Nudge some siren notes a few milliseconds late for a laid-back feel, but keep the first hit of a section tight. In live, you can turn the grid off briefly and nudge notes, or use MIDI note delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds on the siren track only. Now we keep it mix ready. Space sidechain, cleanup. Add a compressor on the siren track. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick. If you don't have a separate kick track, you can sidechain from the break track. Use ratio 3:1:5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Pull threshold down until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kicks. This makes the siren breathe with the groove instead of fighting it. Then EQ the siren so it doesn't step on bass. Add EQ 8 before big time bass effects. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. If it's dull, add a gentle shelf around 6 to 9 kHz. But don't get crispy. Now let's turn this into a simple, real feeling phrase. Try an 8-bar DNB loop idea. Bars 1 to 2. Keep the break steady. Siren only once as a tease. Bars 3 to 4. Add a second siren response, and a small delay throw at the end. Bars 5 to 6. Add a break variation. Maybe extra ghosts and make the siren brighter. Bars 7 to 8. Biggest fill, and one big siren hit with a reverb bloom. Then hard cut right as you loop back. That's the DJ-friendly phrasing that makes it feel like a proper rolling section. Two more pro workflow tips before we wrap. First, commit your best siren moments to audio early. When you land a good macro performance, freeze and flatten the siren track. Audio makes it easier to chop tails so they don't smear the next snare. Reverse one hit into a transition, and add tiny fades so nothing clicks.